Enders gave me the creeps. The doorman flashed a practiced smile as he let me into the body bank. He wasn't that old, maybe 110, but he still made me shudder. Like most Enders, he sported silver hair, some phony badge of honor of his age. Inside, the ultra-modern space with its high ceilings dwarfed me. I walked through the lobby as if gliding through a dream, my feet barely touching the marble floor. He directed me to the receptionist, who had white hair and matte red lipstick that transferred to her front teeth when she smiled. They had to be nice to me there, in the body bank, but if they saw me on the street, I'd be invisible. Forget that I had been top of my class, back when there was school. I was 16, a baby to them. The receptionist's heels clicked and echoed in this stark space as she took me to a small waiting room, empty except for silver brocade chairs in the corners. They looked like antiques, but the chemical scent in the air belonged to new paint and synthetics. The so-called nature sounds of forest birds were just as fake. I glanced at my frayed sweats and scuffed shoes. I had brushed them as best I could, but the stains would not go away. And because I had tramped all the way to Beverly Hills in the morning drizzle, I was also wet as a lost cat. My feet hurt. I wanted to collapse into a chair, but I didn't dare leave a damp butt mark on the brocade. A tall Ender popped into the room, interrupting my little etiquette dilemma.
"Callie Woodland?"
He looked at his watch.
"You're late."
"Sorry, the rain..."
"It's all right. You're here."
He extended his hand. His silver hair seemed whiter in contrast to his artificial tan. As his smile broadened, his eyes widened, making me more nervous than usual with an Ender. They didn't deserve to be called seniors, as they preferred, these greedy old fogies at the end of their lives. I forced myself to shake his wrinkled hand.
"I'm Mr. Tinnenbaum. Welcome to Prime Destinations."
He wrapped his other palm over mine. "I'm just here to see..." I looked around at the walls, like I'd come to inspect the interior design.
"How it all works? Of course. No charge for that."
He grinned and finally released my hand.
"Why don't you follow me?"
He extended his arm as if I couldn't find my way out of the room. His teeth were so bright, I flinched a little when he smiled. We walked down a short hallway to his office.
"Go right in, Callie. Have a seat by the desk."
He closed the door. I bit my tongue to keep from gasping at the total extravagance inside. A massive copper fountain flowed with endless water alongside one wall. The way they were letting this clear, clean water fall and splash, you'd think the stuff was free. A glass desk embedded with LED lights dominated the center of the room, with an airscreen display hovering a foot above it. It showed a picture of a girl my age with long red hair wearing gym shorts. Although she was smiling, the photo was straight on, like some full-length mugshot. Her expression was sweet, hopeful. I sat in a modern metal chair as Mr. Tinnenbaum stood behind the desk, pointing at the air display.
"One of our newest members. Like you, she heard about us through a friend. The women who rented her body were quite pleased."
He touched the corner of the screen, changing the picture to a teen in a racing swimsuit with major abs.
"This fellow, Adam, referred her. He can snowboard, ski, climb. He's a popular rental for outdoorsy men who haven't been able to enjoy these sports for decades."
Hearing his words made it all too real. Creepy old Enders with arthritic limbs taking over this teen's body for a week, living inside his skin. It made my stomach flip. I wanted to bolt, but one thought kept me there. Tyler. I gripped the seat of my chair with both hands. My stomach growled. Tenenbaum extended a pewter dish of super truffles in paper cups. My parents had had the same dish once.
Would you like one?
He asked. I took one of the oversized chocolates in silence. Then I remembered my rusty manners. Thank you.
Take more.
He waved the dish to entice me. I took a second and a third, since the dish still hovered near my hand. I wrapped them in their paper cups and slipped them into my sweatshirt pocket. He looked disappointed not to see me eat them, like I was to be his entertainment for the day.